I'm not really surprised because there was a lot of conversation between these three countries about their relationship with ECOWAS. You remember these three countries even created an organization to defend themselves. They created the network to try to find other ways of trading with the rest of the world. This decision is not really a surprise. It's in the continuity of what they were doing.
Let's take a look at some of the reasons that these three countries are leaving ECOWAS, or they say they are leaving ECOWAS. They say ECOWAS has moved away from the ideals of its founding and pan-Africanism and is under the influence of foreign powers. But one of the principles of ECOWAS is the undemocratic change of government. ECOWAS is against that. And these three countries are all military governments.
Well, it's quite surprising that you're saying these three governments are run by militaries, because ECOWAS itself is a creation of militaries. We should not forget that the two presidents who initiated the creation of ECOWAS are former President Yakubu Gowon, who came to power by a coup, and former President Etienne Eyadema, who became Yasingbe Eyadema later on, who came to power in Togo by coup. I don't think that is really the purpose of the issue. To me, what this issue is raising is that ECOWAS is using tools that are not adapted to the reality of the region. There are criticisms that these countries have made that are really true. They are facing very serious security issues. They have not seen ECOWAS really helping them in the fight against insurgencies. ECOWAS was absent. It's the G5 that was really trying to do something.
Do you think ECOWAS made a mistake by not carrying out its threat of military action, particularly against the junta in Niger?
You know, the coup in Niger happened just after Tinubu came to power. I think for somebody who is new in the system, somebody who really wants to be, as the chair of the institution, who really wants to know, even before starting sanctioning the country, you need to send a team to try to have an explanation of what happened between the general who took over the power and the former president of Niger. And from that conversation, you make your mind on the best way to deal with that situation. Maybe it was not necessary to come with all these sanctions. There was a possibility of finding a solution to the problem. But when you start by putting the bar at the very, very highest level, now it becomes difficult to have a conversation with some of those countries.
These countries were supposed to be going to elections. So what do you think is going to happen to these elections?
Well, I think one of the reasons they decided to leave the community is precisely because the community will come and tell them, when are you going to organize your election, when the transition will end. This is the end of the conversation about transition. And this military government will continue to do, they believe that they will continue to do what they want. But I think it's important to say that when you read the revised treaty of 1993, Article 91 of the treaty said that even when you decide to leave the institution, that decision will be effective 1 year later. And during that year, the country will continue to implement its obligation. And during that year, the country has also the possibility to come back again and say, I'm no longer leaving. So I think they are using this decision now to bargain with the ECOWAS institution, to bargain many, many issues that are on the table at the moment. And I think they are trying to do it together.
Ibrahim Akan, it's always a pleasure to speak with you. Thank you very much.
Thank you, my brother.